ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. There's an old adage that you should be content with your lot. However, if you're the Admiralty and your lot is a right mob on an island off Portsmouth, the last thing you'll be is content. Anxious, terrified, panic-stricken, possibly, but content, no. In fact, your only hope is to keep them occupied 25 hours a day with extra duties when things get desperate.
Well, gentlemen, I trust you've been impressed with all you've seen during your inspection.
Impressed is hardly the word, number one. Fascinated, perhaps.
Yes, Commander Povey and I have had a feeling we've almost caught someone odd doing something strange, somewhere peculiar, all day.
I'm sure you must be mistaken, gentlemen.
The only mistake Commander Shaw and I made was not starting 2 minutes earlier all round.
Yes, if I'd let you take that shortcut round the back of the galley, you might have spotted
Mr. Phillips. Would you care to pass the sherry round?
But I just did, sir, and nobody wanted any more, sir. And, yes. More sherry, sir?
No, thank you.
Water biscuit, sir?
Don't overdo it, Mr. Phillips.
Now, I understand, sir, you have already seen the CO, Lieutenant Commander Staunton.
We have, but I doubt if he knows it.
Why is that, sir?
Whilst we tried to discuss naval matters, he chanted on about fishing with live bait from the stern of a cruiser in the East Indies.
More sherries,
huh? No. Number one, may I draw your attention to the fact that naval estimates have had to be increased again? And it is my opinion that the sole cause of these additional expenditures is the gross inefficiency of this unit.
Up at the Admiralty, we reckon you lot cost us more than the rest of the Navy put together.
Oh, I think that's a bit of an exaggeration, sir.
Why, yes, yes. Not much, but, Yes, yes, a bit. Definitely a bit, yes.
For once, Mr. Phillips, I agree with you.
You do, sir. Oh, this must be my lucky day.
I wouldn't bank on that.
Personally, I've never been able to fathom what possible use this detachment could be over here anyway.
Oh, I don't know. If the Isle of Wight ever demands home rule, we could move in a bit sharpish.
There are times, Mr. Phillips, when you're quite brilliant.
Oh, thank you, sir.
But that wasn't one of them.
The fact is, number one, their lordships have decided they'd rather like to see something for their money.
Naturally, sir, but I don't quite see how...
Well, they do. You've heard about the home fleet exercise this week?
Of course, sir.
Well, you're joining it.
What? With what, sir? You mean we're going to sea, sir? You mean actually on the water itself, sir?
Precisely. It is one of the hazards of being in the Navy, Mr. Phillips.
Oh.
It is not all beer and skittles.
No, sir, it's not all sherry and water biscuits, either.
I presume you require our frigate, HMS Troutbridge, prepared for action, sir.
And of course. But I'm agreeably surprised to find that anyone on this unit even remembers that you have a frigate.
Well, I'll bet 6 to 4 they don't know where it is.
Of course we do, sir.
Well, where is it?
More sherry, sir.
No.
All right, I'll issue instructions for the Troutbridge to be provisioned at once, sir.
That shouldn't cause much of a problem. Your store's indents are always so ridiculously excessive, you're bound to have everything.
With the CPO Pertwee in charge of stores, that doesn't necessarily follow, but we'll do our best.
Well, he had enough blankets last week to stock a department store.
He probably has. Oh, my foot.
Sorry, Mr. Phillips.
I say, number one, I've just realized what those two Pompey idiots were jabbering about. Oh, you're still here.
Yes, Staunton, we are, and we are still jabbering, as you put it.
Oh, very good of you, sir, very good.
When do we sail, sir?
Tomorrow evening at 22:30.
We shall join Blue Force at dawn and engage Red Force somewhere in the channel during the day.
Any chance of a bit of fishing?
I very much doubt it, Staunton.
Pity. Hardly seems worth going, really.
Nevertheless, I trust you will honor us with your company, Staunton, as Commander Shaw and I will also be aboard the Troutbridge.
Oh, well, that settles it.
What, sir?
Well, I shan't even bother to take me rods.
I don't want to rush you, Povey, but we'd better be getting back to the mainland fairly soon.
Well, certainly. Well, we'll be going, then. Goodbye, Staunton.
Yeah, not bad, is it? Oh, yes, yes. Good day.
Hmm. so saying, they swept out.
Yes, very disturbing. Mr. Phillips, the first thing you better do is to see Chief Petty Officer Pertwee at once.
Aye, aye, sir.
Instruct him to get the Troutbridge ready for sailing at 22:30 tomorrow night.
Aye, aye, sir.
You can also tell him that I don't care if his dear white-haired old mother is visiting him, or if he's broken both his legs, or if he never goes to sea when there's an hour in the month, he's still coming with us.
Aye, aye, sir.
On second thought, I'll go and tell him myself. Keep an eye on things here until I get back, and if anyone asks you to make a decision...
Yes, sir?
Don't.
Shortshank?
Yes, Chief?
What are you up to, my son?
Nothing, Chief.
Then you ought to be perishing well ashamed of yourself.
Why, Chief?
Being on your tod in these tours for 35 minutes without knocking something off.
Oh, I wouldn't pinch anything, Chief.
Good lad, good lad. One of us at it's enough. However, let me give you a friendly word of warning, Johnson.
Yes, Chief.
If I do ever catch you half-hitching something out of here when my back's turned, not only will I whip it back, but I'll have your kit as well, including your drinking mug.
Ah, you couldn't do that, Chief.
Why not?
You've already got me drinking mug.
I have? And what the blazes are you drinking out of?
Me fountain pen top.
Oh, blimey.
Trouble is, sometimes me tea trickles out of them little air holes in the sides and up me sleeve.
Hard luck.
Yeah.
You should have intended for a slop bucket and had done with it.
Yes, Chief.
Still, let's look on the bright side, Johnson. We know where we are now, don't we?
Yeah. Do we, Chief?
Yes. One wrong move out of you and I'll bung you on a charge for losing your drinking mug.
Thanks very much.
Not at all. I'm having a good day.
Blimey, you've been fiddling again.
Fiddling? Fiddling? Nothing of the sort, my lad. I've been making certain arrangements.
Well, if you ask me, that's the same thing.
I didn't, and come to think of it, where's your drinking mug?
Sorry.
Grumpy, but watch it. Now, look, you may have noticed a certain amount of activity going on in that field behind the jetty this morning.
Oh, yes, it's going to be a fairground for a week.
It is, Johnson, it is, and thanks to Chief Petty Officer Pertwee, a very bright and lavish spectacle it's going to be and all.
What have you done, Chief?
Well, I've come to a little arrangement with the fairground proprietor. And he's agreed to take all his electricity from Pertwee's private power plant.
Eh?
In exchange, for a percentage of the takings, I'm running a power cable to him from the generators on the frigate. And once I get them going, that fairground's going to look like a blast furnace from the inside.
Why didn't he want to use his own generators, then?
He did. Leastways he did until the sudden and mysterious appearance of a certain notice board smack bang outside his caravan.
Go on, what did the board say?
WD property, keep all.
But what happens if number one sees the cable from the frigate?
He'll do his carefully calculated nut. However, he's not likely to. The last time anyone went near that frigate was to blow the siren on Mafeking night.
Well, I hope for your sake you're right, Chief.
And I hope for your sake you're right and all. Because you're the mug who's going to lay the cable and switch on.
Yes, I thought I was.
Good, then you're not disappointed, are you? Now, off you go, my laughing lad. You'll find all the gear down by the frigate.
Aye, aye, Chief. Chief, number one's on the prowl.
Number one always is, mate.
I know, but he's coming in here.
Take cover up!
Ah, there's a surprise. How nice.
Surprise, sir?
Yes, Chief, you're actually here. As a rule, if I wish to see you, I have to rely on bumping into you whilst you are engaged on one of your, outside activities.
Oh.
Perfidious, nefarious, and downright villainous as they probably are.
Thank you, sir.
However, I have a little news for you, Chief, which although I have no confidence that it will succeed in stopping your activities, it may at least restrict them a bit. We're under sailing orders, Chief.
Aye? Come again, sir?
We're joining the Home Fleet, Chief.
Blimey, what in?
In the frigate, Chief, if you have no objection to their lordships borrowing it for a few days.
That depends on how much you... Hey, to Miss Troutbridge, sir.
Ooh, you can't do that, sir.
Why not?
Well, I've got to lay the cable to the fairground.
Don't help!
You have to do what, Johnson?
Look for his drinking mug, sir. Haven't you, Johnson?
Yes, Chief.
Inspection in 10 minutes. Good luck. You were saying, sir?
Oh, yes. You will provision ship immediately, Chief.
Aye, aye, sir. Look, but with respect, sir, I wouldn't advise putting to sea.
You wouldn't, Shears?
No, sir.
Ah, now that's a pity, because I believe that's really why their lordships bought the thing.
Yes.
Will we be away long, sir?
That rather depends on the chief, Johnson.
Me, sir?
You, sir. Your little arrangement with a tug's captain to pull us off a jetty last time cost us 6 months at Falmouth and a refit.
Well, accidents will happen, sir.
Yes, quite, chief, quite. But we might have stood a better chance if your Uncle Ebenezer Pertwee had had more experience as a tug captain than towing coal through the Manchester Ship Canal.
There weren't any naval tugs available, sir. I thought he was going to do us a favour.
Possibly. And until he caught the hook of his anchor in our scuppers and opened up the ship's side like a tin opener, I was most grateful.
But Nunky was most upset too, sir. His tug sank and he only got 50 quid compensation.
Well, let's be honest, Chief. If anyone had thrown so much as a matchstick onto that waterlogged hulk, it would have gone down like a stone anyway.
Yes, but it couldn't half pull coal, sir.
It could also rip up a frigate, so let's forget it, Chief.
When do we sail, then, sir?
That's a bit of information I propose keeping to myself, Johnson. That way, we might even go.
Righto, sir. I'll provision the ship at once, sir.
Very kind of you, Chief. And try to remember that we'd like a little food and armament aboard, as well as the housey-housey boards.
Aye, aye, sir.
Thank you, Chief. Carry on.
Aye, aye, sir.
And in the event of a westerly wind at sailing time, don't bother to whistle up one of your aunts in a rowing boat with a bit of clothesline. We'll manage.
Very good, sir. I reckon number one knows I'm up to something and has invented these sailing orders to bung a spanner in the works.
Do you really think so, Chief?
I hope so, mate. Otherwise, when we cast off, that fairground is due for a power cut. And what's more, the trout bridge is going to blow a large economy-sized fuse. Now, come on, we got work to do.
Commander Shaw here.
Communications office here, sir.
Oh, Lord, where have they posted me now?
Oh, nothing like that, sir. Signal from the CNC, sir.
Well, don't think that's any better, do you? What is it?
A signal reads, Home Fleet Exercise HMS Trout Bridge will now join Red Force, repeat Red Force, instead of Blue Force. Signal ends, sir.
Does it?
Yes, sir. All Blue Force is going to be Red Force, and all Red Force is going to be Blue Force.
Ah, now, that's the sort of ice-cold, calculated, strategic thinking that wins wars for you. I wonder what idiot thought that up.
I think it was the CNC, sir.
Oh, simply brilliant. I'll inform the Trout Bridge when I get there.
Aye, aye, sir.
By the way, what's your name?
Tactical Communication Operator Second Class Prout, sir.
Congratulations. In my day, you'd have been a signalman.
This is the atomic age, sir.
Oh, well, of course, that explains everything.
Tell you how sorry I am, Heather.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Oh, good. I say, you're quite sure it doesn't, aren't you?
Quite. I like being asked to go to the fair and 10 minutes later being told I have to go on my own.
You really? What a curious thing. I say, you are annoyed, aren't you, Heather?
Whatever makes you think that?
I can tell, you know. I'm not slow.
Well, you could have fooled me.
Could I? That's jolly nice of you.
May I ask why you're not taking me to the fair after all?
It's top secret, really, but duty calls me.
Well, let's hope it's not calling you the same thing that I am.
Now, this is no laughing matter. I'm not sure if you're supposed to know, but, well, we are going to see.
You're going to see what?
I knew it. Sea. S-E-A. Water. All that wet muck out there.
Good gracious, at last.
Thank you. Fat lot, you care that before long I shall be facing the perils of the deep, ploughing through shark-infested waters where full fathom five my father lies.
Well, where on earth are you going?
About 4 miles off Worthing.
Oh. I'll put a light in the window.
Thank you very much.
Ah, Mr. Phillips, are you engaged?
No, sir, we're not even going steady. No, sir.
Good. Well, as it's now almost tea time, we might go down to the stores and inform C.P.O. Pertwee that we sail at 22:30 this evening.
Aye, aye, sir. I'll go at once, sir.
Very civil of you, Mr. Phillips. I was rather hoping you would.
That's all right, sir. I'm only too pleased to be of any assistance today, sir. Naughty.
Well, that's got him going. I wonder if he'll remember what he's gone for when he gets there.
I don't suppose so, sir.
No, neither do I. Still, the exercise will do him good. Heather.
Sir?
I'm afraid I shan't be able to take you to the fair after all.
Oh, I am sorry. I was looking forward to it. Still, it doesn't matter.
Duty calls, you know. Instead of enjoying your company at the fair, I shall be on the bridge out there, facing a watery grave. For once aboard the lugger, who knows what a...
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yes, perhaps you're right. I'll see you when we get back.
Aye, aye, sir. Hello, extension 35.
I say, Heather, I'm at the stores.
Well, what about it?
Can you remember what number one sent me down here for?
Chief, now you can't. I'm busy.
Chief, it's gone 2200. Can I cut the power cable to the fairground?
Yeah, I suppose we'll have to in a minute. Otherwise, we'll pull half of it into the sea after us.
Have you told the fairground owner what time you're cutting off the power, Chief?
No, Johnson, I haven't. It wasn't in the Navy's interest.
Oh, well, he's going to know when all the lights go out, isn't he?
That's the whole point. By then, it'll be too dark for him to find me. By the time he gets his own generators going, we'll be further out than he can swim.
Well, I hope for your sake you're right, Chief.
I hope so for yours and all. I told him my name was Johnson.
A bridge? Sub-Lieutenant Phillips speaking. Hang on, I'll ask.
What is it, Mr. Phillips?
There's a Captain Ebenezer Pertwee with a tug, sir, and he wants to know if you require any assistance, sir.
Yes, I'd like him to get up steam and keep going in the opposite direction until his boilers burst.
Aye, aye, sir. Hello? No, we don't.
And you. 5 minutes to sailing time, number one.
Thank you, sir. I had noticed.
Not that I imagined for one moment that a company as slack and incompetent as this one could possibly get away on time. If we cast off by the end of the week, you'll probably all expect medals.
Oh, no, sir. Salvage money would do.
You can be sure of one thing, Mr. Phillips. No one in their right mind would salvage you.
Oh, I don't know. I might melt down rather well. Oh, look, sir. You can see the roundabouts. Going round.
What do you expect it to do? Go up and down? By the way, sir, is Commander Shaw aboard yet?
Oh, he isn't. I saw him earlier ashore, muttering about some signal from the CNC. Then he drifted off on his own somewhere. Now, if he doesn't turn up, you must sail without him.
Why, I hardly think we'd better do that, sir.
Rank is no excuse for unpunctuality, number one. Your orders are to sail at 22:30, and it's almost...
What the...
Good gracious. All the lights have gone out in the fairground, sir.
Very observant of you, Mr. Phillips. What you want me to do about it? Nip over and lend them a shilling?
No, sir, I wouldn't put you to all that trouble, sir. I say, our lights seem to have got a bit brighter now.
Yes, they do, don't they? Well, that's very odd. I wonder if...
No, they can't be. Just an optical illusion, that's all.
Bridge, number one here.
Chief, the officer Pertwee, sir. It's 22:30, sir. And we're not moving.
We are about to, Chief. You're in a terrible hurry to put to sea all of a sudden, aren't you?
Not all. I mean, no
hurry
at all.
Any
time within the next minute will do, sir.
I see, yes. I think I'm beginning to see the light.
The light, sir.
The light, Chief.
Oh, blimey,
rumble. I may want to see you later, Chief. A small matter concerning a subscription to the unit comfort funds. Carry on. Now then, let's get this bus out of the garage. Stand by, all hands. Hmm.
quiet trip so far, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. We haven't knocked over any lighthouses. Or run amok through a fishing fleet so far, have we?
No, sir.
Were you expecting me to?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, sir. After all, we haven't had much practice lately.
Mr. Phillips.
No, sir, certainly not. How about a mug of cocoa, sir?
Mr. Phillips, I sometimes wish you hadn't learnt all your seamanship from Jack Hawkins. These days, on board ship, it's possible to have tea with milk and sugar in a cup and a saucer with a spoon.
On a tray, sir.
Aye, sir.
Number one. Can you tell me why Lieutenant Commander Staunton, as captain of this ship, has yet to make an appearance on this bridge?
Well, no, sir. I'm sure he'll be up at first light. Shall I go and fetch him, sir? I know where he is.
Where?
Well, he's fishing off the stand, sir, and he hasn't caught us. Oh, I say. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, perhaps we'd better get some cocoa after all, Mr. Phillips.
Aye, aye, sir.
And run in it.
Well, oh, sir, but I don't like cocoa.
Mr. Phillips.
Are we now on station, number one?
We are, sir. In a few moments, you'll be able to see the rest of Blue Force. It's almost dawn, sir.
I have a watch, number one.
No,
thank you.
Of course, sir. I didn't know it was going. Wouldn't dare not to.
You're flying Blue Force flag, I trust?
The yeoman has been ordered, sir.
Extraordinary. We're afloat, in the right place, and properly dressed. It can't last.
0600, sir. Exercise commence.
Good grief, what the place is it?
Action stations.
What's going on, Adam? Where's the enemy?
It isn't the enemy, sir. Blue Force has opened up on us by mistake.
Excuse me, sir. It isn't Blue Force, sir. They are flying Red Force. Sir, we seem to have joined the wrong fleet.
I said it couldn't last.
Of all the bungling idiotic...
Quite, sir. Is the navigator about at all?
Well, not if he's got any sense. Bridge, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips here.
What?
Oh, Lord.
What is it, Mr. Phillips?
A signal from the CNC, Red Force, sir. Signal reads, you've received 16 salvos and 4 torpedoes. Admit sunk unless made of rubber.
I see, yeah. Make a signal, admit sunk by last torpedo. All others near misses are condolences.
Aye, aye, sir.
And so ends our part in the exercise, I suppose.
Well, I'm afraid so, sir.
It's a bit short, but it was exciting while it lasted, wasn't it?
Alter course, coxswain. We're returning to base.
Who did it? That's what I want to know. Who did it?
Staunton, I've no idea. You were aboard.
I jolly nearly wasn't. Who did it?
Did what, sir?
Let off all those blasted guns. Do you realize what's happened?
No, sir.
Well, they've frightened the life out of me. I've dropped my rod overboard.
Good luck, Staunton. I'll speak to the Admiral about it for you.
Oh, no. Don't bother. I've got another.
Bridge, number one speaking.
Chief of the Officer Pertwee's compliments, sir, but we're going the wrong way.
I beg your pardon, Chief?
We've turned about, sir. Permission to use the emergency steering, sir.
No, Chief, you can relax. Strangely enough, we are aware which way the ship is heading.
But we're heading back to the island, sir.
That's correct, Chief. We're sunk.
Blimey, I don't know if you are, but I am.
Yes, I had a feeling you might be.
Oh, sir.
Yeah, well, Chief.
Permission to lower the sea boat, sir.
Lower a boat? What for?
Me.
No, Chief.
But I can't go back to the island for a bit, sir.
I have news for you, Chief. Not only can you, you are. Now, stop this nonsense at once. If you have some sort of domestic difficulty on the island, you must make light of it.
Make light of it? Stone me. 400 gypsies after the teeth, and now he makes jokes.
Well, it's nice to be back on terra firma. More sherry, anyone?
For the umpteenth time, no.
And scrubbed round the water biscuits too, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, aye, aye, sir.
Sir?
No, Chief, you can't have compassionate leave.
But it's imperative, sir. My dear white-haired old mother
has broken both her legs in 3 places through you going to sea when there was an hour in the month, I suppose.
Oh, have I used that one before, sir?
I've only one last thing to say.
Oh, good.
Oh, Mr. Phillips.
Sir?
Cease.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I have just received a signal from the CNC of the exercise.
Really, sir? Good news, I trust.
Go with something, well, wasn't it?
Thanks to your crass stupidity, culminating in what will probably be described as the shortest naval engagement on record, I shall be on the carpet of the Admiralty and receiving rockets for weeks.
Oh, what a shine.
Sir, I am touched by your deep concern, Chief. And given half a chance, I shall drag you and everyone else here into the muck with me.
Well, with due respect, sir, I'm still completely mystified as to what happened.
What were Red Force doing there? We were on correct station, sir.
In that case, I suppose the whole of Red Force weren't.
Number one, are you suggesting that out of the entire fleet, the Trout Bridge was the only ship in the right place?
Well, it would seem so, sir. Unless some idiotic poop at the Admiralty didn't pass on a signal.
I say, I'm terribly sorry, you chaps. I didn't pass on a signal.
Good gracious, it's Commander Poop.
Signal? What signal?
From the CNC. Red Force were to be called Blue Force and vice versa. You were to be part of Red Force.
Ah, the light dawns.
Do you mind, sir?
Commander Shaw, do you realize that through not passing on that signal, we were sunk in less than 2 minutes, and I'm for the high jump of the CNC?
Well, hard luck, old man, but it wasn't my fault, you know.
Not your fault?
No. I was at the fair.
You were what?
At the fair.
Permission to leave, sir?
No, Chief.
Do you mean to tell us that whilst we were on the exercise, you were at a fairground?
Well, yes, I didn't have much choice. Just before you sailed, there was a whacking great power cut.
Right, well, if you'll excuse me, sir.
You'll be fired, Chief.
Under pressure, sir, yes.
What has the power cut got to do with it?
Well, I was stuck on top of the big wheel.
Oh, good grief.
I've been there all night. Terrifying it was.
It's unbelievable.
Well, I did my best, old man. I tried to pass on the signal in Morse, with matches.
Thank you very much.
Burnt my fingers in the end. Look.
Oh, I say, that's nasty, isn't it, really?
If you don't mind, I'd like to get back to the mainland in order to make my report as soon as possible.
Oh, must you? Oh, very well, we'll push off then. I'm sorry about this, number one. Goodbye.
Phew.
Cool.
Permission to leave, sir?
By all means, Chief. Oh. And take a compulsory 48 hours pass.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. I have a complete explanation as to the accidental use of the generator, which will be entirely to your satisfaction, sir.
You see,
Yes,
Chief. And on our way out of the main gate, I understand you'll meet a Mr. Antonio Grimbanelli and some friends of his who wish to see you very urgently.
I'm not going. I'll get lynched. They'll put the big wheel over my head and they'll spin it.
Enjoy your leave, Chief. Grand morning, isn't it?
That was Dennis Price, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Dennis Price was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant. Commander Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, and Heather was Heather Chasen. Commander Shaw was Michael Bates, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, and communication operator Prout, Tenuel Evans. Recorded production was by Alastair Scott Johnston.
The Navy Lark was presented by the BBC.